So, everyone, welcome to
The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
How smooth was that? Welcome, Sam, to the show. Are you there?
Hello.
Are you there, Sam? Are you there, Sam?
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Not bad, not bad.
What a beautiful, wonderful song, by the way. Do you want to give us a bit of a story about how you created that?
Well, that song was the first in a long run of songs that I had written for this album that's coming out on the 24th of March. And it's called Songs About Sailors, and I think it's a more... I think it's a ballad for the hopeful and the sincere, because I tried really hard to write a really negative, brooding, artistic song, but it just ended up being quite hopeful, really, which is just the way it goes, I suppose.
Funny you say that, because I was going to say, it's the song sounds kind of freeing, if you know what I mean.
I suppose freeing is an interesting way to say it. I certainly felt very free of certain feelings after writing it, because I think I was just in a rut, and a lot of people are in a rut across the world. And I felt very stuck, but I just wanted to say that I can't wait to have wind in my sails again. I guess I was using the sailor, big sailor metaphor for the whole thing, and it was a good time.
Yeah, I think it's something we can all relate to at the moment. What was I going to say? Do you enjoy sailors particularly?
I think because I like being in Littleton. I don't know. There's a lot of people that use sailor metaphors. There's a really good Tim Buckley song called "Song to the Siren," and he puts himself into a sailor metaphor, and a siren is calling to him. So I get, there's a lot of sailor metaphors, like there's a precedent for them in a lot of traditional songwriting. So I guess I'm attracted to that. I wasn't really paralyzed by sailors. I wasn't looking at sailor encyclopedias at all.
Well, do you remember those those books where you they used to cut out the boat and show the inside of a boat? They were great. They got me obsessed with pirates.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They were all in I mean, I'm from Mid Canterbury, so they had this whole section called cross sections, and it was cross sections of all of the boats, all of the pirates' aircraft. It was a great time.
Yes, no, cross-section was actually the word I was looking for. Anyway, we're going to get on to your first song choice. So for people who aren't familiar with the guest list, we get our guests to pick two New Zealand songs, one new, one old, that they really like. And we just talk about them, basically. We'll play them and talk about them. So before we play this first one, tell me about why you picked the Hoki Mai by the Howard Morrison Quartet, because this seems like almost an unusual choice. Not many people pick barbershop quartet style music.
So the Howard Morrison Quartet, the Sir Howard Morrison Quartet. Howard Morrison is a very famous New Zealand performer from the 50s and 60s. And Hoki Mai is a post-war Māori anthem, a waiata that is just, it's really quite good. And I in Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, I was like trying to challenge myself, because I'm a white man from Mid Canterbury. I've not really been exposed to like a lot of waiata. So I tried to challenge myself, to learn a lot of them. And I decided to put this one on because I have such a personal connection to it, because it just sounds like really good country music from the 50s, and it's really good. What's great about Sir Howard Morrison is that he allegedly, he claimed to have invented chur, the expression, you're going, oh, chur. He claims to have invented it in 1960 with his cousin after a gig. So I thought that was interesting. It's a great song, great album from that song, that song's from. And yeah, I think it's just a really good piece of New Zealand culture. It's really, really good.
I had no idea about the chur thing. That's really interesting. Anyway, let's not fluff around and we'll play it. So to our listeners out here, there, here, wherever, here is Hoki Mai by the Howard Morrison Quartet. Enjoy.
Hoki Mai e ta mama, ki roto, ki roto, inga ringa, e tu whera atu nei. Ki te kapa kapa mai, te haki, te haki, ingarangi rungo tia manae. Hoki mai, ki te waka inga, kia tutu ki te tū manuko. Hei te kapa kapa mai, te haki, ingarangi rungo tia manae. Mama, ki roto, ki roto, inga ringa e tu whera atu nei. Ki te kapa kapa mai, te haki, inga rangi rungo ti amanae.
And wow, there you go. That is Hoki Mai by the Sir Howard Morrison Quartet. Now, I actually know a fair bit about Barbershop Quartet, just because I have a friend who used to be very heavily involved in it. So that's kind of how I know about it. Do you think there should be more of like a mainstream, how do I say this, attention on Barbershop Quartet?
Well, I guess it attention's shifted over time, right? Barbershop Quartet was for a certain place and time, and Howard Morrison with the whole era of Māori show bands with like vocal harmonies like that, there was a certain time and place for them and a certain song repertoire that they had. But like vocal harmony heavy music is still around, it's just in different forms. Like the Beatles is so vocal harmony heavy that they might as well be Barbershop Quartet with some of their mid-60s albums, you know. And a whole lot of like alternative music, like Wilco, for example, they are pretty heavy on vocal harmonies. So I guess it's still there. Their influence is still there. But it's great to see barbershop festivals like around New Zealand. Like it's just a very unique sound and it's very great. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah, I guess it's actually a really interesting perspective on it. I kind of hadn't thought about that, but thank you for opening my eyes. Anyway, I want to get on to your second choice, and I'm so glad someone chose this song because I absolutely love it. which is Lawn by Aldous Harding, which isn't their oldest song, I'm pretty sure. So why did you choose this?
Well, it's Aldous Harding, isn't it? Well, I think just she's such a creative force. She's like New Zealand's Nico in many respects. And it's like, oh, the instrumentation, when you get to the bottom of it, Lawn is actually just really simple instrumentation. It's just like percussion, piano, and bass, but it's like mixed in a way that's just so grooving. I could put it on at a party and like people could really groove to it. And lyrically, it's quite interesting. Like, it's called Lawn because of all the expression is that someone's throwing someone's B-sides out on the lawn, like someone's old records, like a breakup or something like that. And there's a lot of, like, the way it, the first verse, like, wraps in and on itself. It's like the first half of the verse happens and then it's reversed, like it just repeats again, but in the reverse order. I don't know, it's just, Aldous Harding makes such interesting music, and I can't wait for her new album. So I put this one on. It's so good. And the music video is amazing. Martin Sagerton, they're so good with every directorial thing that has worked with Aldous Harding, the visual pairing. It's just so inspiring overall.
I have to say, you have quite a, how do I put it, like an academic way in which you talk about music. Do you think you view it from quite a technical perspective?
I would say so. Well, I'm a music student. I just graduated my music degree. I think I'm just really keen on music, and I like getting into every little part of it, really. And that's not to say that I don't feel any emotional aspect of music. I've been there. I've had all the lights off and crying to some indie folk record. You know, it's, but I think because my brain is all about organization, I really like knowing the technical aspects of a lot of sides of music.
Well, thank you so much for that. Now let's talk about a bit more about your music. Songs About Sailors is out today. And when is like the rest of your album out?
So Songs About Sailors is the title track from this album that is coming out. We released the first single for it in October last year to a sold-out show at Space Academy, which was pretty good. And then we released a music video for another single called The Other, and I filmed that with Ella Wasbo, and essentially it's just me walking around the Arts Centre in this kind of pantomime fashion. And then we've released this one today, and the rest of the album is releasing on the 24th of March. And it's been a long time coming. This week I had to cancel like so many shows for a tour that we had planned just because of circumstance, right? And it's gutting to not be able to perform a lot of this music live, but I'm really pushing this album quite hard because I feel like it's been a long time coming. But it's weird though, because I write music now that probably doesn't even really sound like this. This is just definitely squarely an alt country. I mean, people looking back would probably think it's a very Christchurch record, I suppose. It's just a sum of all the experiences and influences that I had at that time. It's, yeah. The artwork is done by my girlfriend, Maya Templer. She's an amazing painter and illustrator and animator. And it was produced by Dee Stevens, the album, who's the guitarist in Marlon's Dreaming, and help from Thomas's sister and all of that. So, like, it's definitely a Christchurch roster of musicians, I'd say.
Oh, well, I think that's a great, great approach to take about it. And I find it with a lot of Christchurch artists, they, you know, love to incorporate as many other Christchurch artists in it as they can, which I is probably, like, happens in any centre, but I think there's quite, like, a rich music scene here. It's rather diverse. So you've really given us a lot of information there, which is fantastic. And I'm not sure you can answer this, but do you have any shows coming up?
Unfortunately, I can't really confirm that. There might be one Christchurch show, but that's all depending on the COVID situation at the moment, which of course is understandable. The next show that we definitely have confirmed is a show with on May 27th with Hannah Everingham, and that will be like at the piano in Christchurch, and it's a whole batch of new songs with arranged with strings, which like a string duo with some guitars and piano, so it will be really pared back and minimal. So that's probably the next date that I could totally confirm for you.
Well, that's very exciting. And before we forget about it, can you give us a quick intro, a personal intro to Lorne by Aldous Harding before we play it?
This song, it really excites me in a lot of different ways, and the bass tone is amazing. And listen to the male harmony, male voice harmony in the second verse. The second verse, it's really, really good. So, have a listen, enjoy. This is Lorne from Aldous Harding.
Well, there you go, guys. Here it is. And that was Lorne by Aldous Harding. Sam, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Liam. It's really nice to be on Breakfast. Normally, I'm used to an afternoon show, and it's nice to be in my comfy home and stream directly to the ears of RDU listeners. It's very, very fun.
Well, stay cozy in bed. Thank you so much for being on the show. And hopefully there's a next time.
Yes, I sure hope so.
The Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.